On this episode, we'll explore Bridgestone's digital transformation journey as they collaborate with AWS's innovation and transformation team to foster a culture of experimentation. Hear how they're rapidly prototyping new digital experiences, such as their fleet management platform that bridges their physical tire manufacturing heritage into intelligent mobility solutions through telematics data. Well, I am delighted to welcome Fatima House, Vice President of Product Development for Bridgestone Mobility Solutions. Fatima, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we also from AWS have Kaylee Siegel, our Head of Innovation Delivery for NAMR. Kaylee, always great to connect with you.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to be on the pod.
So Fatima and Kaylee, we usually talk about a specific instance of an innovation or an experimentation that our AWS teams have done. And of course, way back in episode 8, we talked to your team about an IoT solution that we did for your tire monitoring systems. But I want to kind of pull back the lens now and get a broader view of the type of transformation and what kind of mechanisms and cultural change come right alongside these kinds of technology innovations that we do. So for our international listeners, of course, most people will be familiar with Bridgestone. Tell us a little bit about Azuga.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's been quite a journey for us, especially since the last episode that we've had with you folks. So Azuga is a product within the mobility solutions portfolio that really targets what we internally call FMS, fleet management solutions. And it's at the heart of it is about bringing safety and scalability to fleets across the United States. So we really work vertically as well as horizontally across segments. We work with everybody that you might think of as a fleet, might not think of as a fleet, right? From technicians, plumbers, all the way through to large logistics companies, for example. And so what we do is we collect the telematics data through various inputs, and we really bring that about to help them operationalize, keep their uptime, as well as keep them safe on the roads. So we have a huge focus on safety, as well as collision, which is a big part of our kind of the way we create value within society, if you will, as we think about it holistically.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I can imagine coming from a heritage company that does a lot of manufacturing, right? How is that transformation taking place? What are the key things that you see that are happening within the business that you're helping catalyze?
Yeah, absolutely. So I lead product management and design across the fleet management side of the Azuga. And what's really critical is we kind of sit at this inflection point within Bridgestone, and really specifically Bridgestone Mobility, which focuses on solutions rather than just the tires. But we really see ourselves as a bridge, right, between the fleets as well as the rest of what Bridgestone offers across services, all within the same similar value of serving society. So everything we think about from the maintenance services to tire services to the tires themselves, and really bridging that from the physical, what typically is physical, to the digital, which is where we live as a SaaS platform that services the fleets. So it's been a really fantastic journey to kind of integrate ourselves through the acquisition since we joined the Bridgestone family, I think about 3.5 years ago or so. And it's been wild. Lots of the things we've accomplished is fantastic to see come through everything, like you said, from kind of the tire monitoring side to scheduling and creating convenience there. So it's been a really good foundation for us to and differentiation for us as we have joined the Bridgestone family.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I imagine that technology estate that you're building on has transformed over time. And maybe that's why you came to work. How did you come to work with Kaylee and the team?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a really interesting journey kind of innovating and co-creating with Bridgestone. So my work particularly began with them in 2022. We signed kind of a large cloud deal that essentially helped Bridgestone transform kind of from a legacy tire and rubber business into kind of that modern mobility solutions that Fatima was talking about. I like to think about it as like how do you create that digital layer of intelligence on top of physical products? And myself, personally, I'm a super gearhead, so I was very excited to work with Bridgestone on some sustainability projects, some fleet management stuff, in addition to subscription-based service, things that would come and, you know, fix your car in your own driveway. And our paths kind of crossed as we began to co-create kind of these composable solutions, one of them being scheduling that was very important to one side of the business, and then realizing, recognizing through a few kind of crossed paths that we would actually be seeing the product we created on one side of the business pop up in a completely different area, and realizing that you can actually make things almost like Lego blocks that are important to one side of the business and can seamlessly, I know that's an overused word, but seamlessly click into other parts of the business and iterate from there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was really critical for us to be able to bridge quite literally into the other sides of the business, whether it's BSRO, our kind of our retail side, and scheduling through appointments. And that's something that Kaylee's team worked on to really help us connect the dots there and make that experience, which is where we come in, the digital experience for the fleets, really seamless, and being able to take what they usually operate with, which is their telematics data, and be able to make sense of it from a maintenance eye, but not just stop there and immediately convert it into a physical experience of going into the stores and managing those appointments through that. So it was a fantastic collaboration and a way for us to kind of show, you know, a pulse of life, if you will, of how these Lego blocks do scale with more experiences built on top of them. They don't have to just be a one use case and you're done. And so for us on the fleet management side, it's been really fantastic to be able to come in and leverage those opportunities and extend the value of the platform into a solution rather than just a product or a physical, you know, experience within the store.
End to end, really.
End to end.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I'd also add that you tend to see, especially in companies that are in that heritage manufacturing type business, helping to them to take steps to reimagine IT as builders, as an area that's going to drive accretive growth to their business as opposed to a cost center. I kind of joke, I'm like, this is not help desk IT. This is not reset my password IT. This is builder IT. These are digital products that are going to delight your customers, create, extend the value, harness your brand power. I think a lot about that for Bridgestone specifically, which is like, you have this amazing storied history. And to be able to say, wow, that company is put a digital product on Amazon Marketplace. Like, they have their own developer API garage. And it's like, of course, you can go to Tire Rack or whatever. You can get the product put on your vehicle and just think of it in that pretty closed way, but there is so much more going on. And I love to be, you know, literally peek under the hood in our work with Bridgestone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things we talk about in this podcast, because we talk about innovation, right, is that it's not experimentation if you don't have failure. And if you don't reframe failure as learning. And I can imagine in a transformation, right? Well, we often see with our customers, don't we, Kaylee, that like there's the technical challenges that come along the way, but it's that the people, the cultural, the organizational, the mechanisms that need to change right alongside a technology modernization, that often come with stumbling blocks along the way, right? Were there things that you had to overcome or challenges that you, dealt with that really gave you a better understanding of just the breadth of what you were trying to achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely came alongside, you know, your normal kind of cultural shifts, right? People know how to work a specific way, and now you create this kind of collaboration. And sometimes it doesn't feel like collaboration. Sometimes it starts to feel like, you know, somebody's telling you what to do rather than bringing you along, especially within an organization that, again, has a very good way of doing what they do best. So one of the things that helped us quite a lot is the alignment on our leadership team. Right? Across Bridgestone, there was just a massive alignment on vision of what Bridgestone Mobility means and what it could be for Bridgestone, and especially through the lens of the acquisitions in the fleet telematics space. And so that was really critical for us to help kind of fuel the change that needed to happen. But there was still change that needed to happen. And so with that, we came along, you know, how do we educate people? How do we educate them and also align with their goals, with their pressure points, not just, you know, kind of ideal goals, but their pressure points in the business and understanding, okay, you know, your team has KPIs that, you know, you're going to get measured by on performance. How do we enable that rather than compete with it? And having Kaylee's team was really helpful in bolstering that across a, you know, pretty complex organization that has, you know, different people with different incentives. And so overcoming that was really a team sport. For
nice,
sure.
Love it.
But it definitely was there from the beginning. And I think for me, I always go back to empathy, right? How can we empathize not only for our customers, but also for our team members who are, you know, who don't live in the world of experimentation and failure and have to learn, you know, okay, yeah, sure, I failed, but how can my failure help my metrics, my pressure points, my incentives? So I can learn and be better on my terms as well. And that, I think, is a lot of where the work goes ahead of executing a project. Like you said, it's not necessarily the technical. You guys make it too easy,
yeah.
Right? Like the technical side is great. It's really about the influence and getting people motivated and understanding how that benefits them to benefit the customer.
Sure. Yeah. Creating that psychological safety we often talk about. How do you create the psychological safety so people feel enabled to experiment?
Exactly.
If you're going to experiment, there's going to be failure.
There's
going to
be failures. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you envision that?
I think a lot about this as coming from a manufacturing background. Oftentimes, prototyping means, you know, we're going to iterate on this, but the minute we cut steel for those injection molds, this product is done. We are not going to change it. And shifting the mindset to be iterative and build, measure, learn with digital, that digital is never done. You can always continuously improve that experience based on the signal that you're gaining from your users. And, you know, unless you're making connected physical product, you don't really know how that, you know, how that purse is being used, how that, you know, table is being used, et cetera. So understanding that and then helping groups shift the mindset again, like mechanical engineering is as important as cloud engineering. And I kind of joke, but like get comfortable being uncomfortable with that amount of change, with that amount of iteration, and porting the learnings back into your product development process is key. And that is the magic insight for creating digital experiences, I think.
No, absolutely. And I think just one more thing on kind of that psychological safety, because I think that's so important and understated and underrated in like the actual execution of it, is really helping folks kind of create a proxy metric, if you will, to what they are trying to achieve in their own business roles, right? So that was a key thing for us for several of the projects that we did, which is what can we measure that will make sense to you?
Right.
Not that would make sense to us as product people, because we have a lot of things that make sense to us as
we
product.
We can KPI anything.
We can, you know, it can become academic to a certain extent, but rather in the initial transformation phase, because you need to teach, right? But we don't teach by teaching in these roles. I believe we teach by doing and showing, right? Showing the value. And so really figuring out what is it, you know, that's going to make sense to you, that's also going to be a proxy to your customer. And so I think that's how we've become not just, like the IT enabler kind of stereotype, but rather the partner that comes alongside another team and says, we're going to extend what you can do. We're not going to ask you to necessarily change what you do, because we're going to be there to help do that, right? So I think that has been a really successful way for us to kind of navigate some of the resistance that we naturally get across the board. Yeah.
I love that. That that really resonates with me. It reminds me of the office that I sit in at AWS. There's a quote that's attributed to Benjamin Franklin. Who knows whether he actually said it or not? But it's "Tell me and I forget.
Yeah.
Teach me and I learn. Involve me and I remember."
Exactly.
Right. And that idea of experiential learning really underpins, Kaylee, how we think about the programs we have for innovation and prototyping at AWS. Is we want to be that guide on the side, doing it with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, with you. And then also empowering and encouraging those cross-functional teams. Again, it's not the siloed IT version, you know, of your, it's that future collaboration for digital value, which I think is just really refreshing to see that happen, especially so demonstrably in a digital service that couples so well with a physical product.
So, Fatima, what's next? What's next on the horizon for you and Azuga and Bridgestone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really excited about the future. Just, you know, the partnership within Bridgestone has only tightened and gotten more solidified, and really finding ways by which we can bridge the end-to-end customer experience is going to continue to be our priority. At the heart of it is really taking technology out of a fleet manager's realm, right? Putting it in the background so that they're not having to sit and think about all of the different things that make their vehicle operate, whether it's the vehicle itself or the tires or how those tires perform against a particular climate or against a particular route in a particular category or segment that the fleet manager might live in and breathe in. We want to bring just absolute seamlessness and insight to that. And that's going to come by creating and really thinking about our products and services across the board as, you know, as a solution rather than a platform. I think that's going to be a really big thing for us going into the future, and kind of making sure that the digital spans so nicely with the physical that it becomes one and the same, right? So for us, that's really exciting. More practically, it's really continuing our drive on sustainability. There's a lot that telematics can contribute, is contributing on the sustainability side, on the safety side, operational efficiency side. And at the end of the day, figuring out how to better serve society, which I think is honestly one of the biggest common denominators that Azuga shared with Bridgestone that will just continue to solidify and grow over the next few years. So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Fatima and Kaylee, thanks so much for being here today and sharing your journey with us. And just for our listeners, as we sign off, Kaylee, I'm wondering what you would share about your learnings from working with Bridgestone and Azuga, and what you would share, what reflections you might have that you'd share with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned it briefly before, but you know, I'm a passionate gearhead, and I would encourage everyone to kind of fall in love with the problem, like figure out a way to really get excited about working on behalf of your customers, whether that is something that lights you up, or you know, that industry inherently is making some really positive change. So for me, it was that initial excitement and then really understanding how much more there was to that business than I even understood at the beginning. So just fundamentally fall in love with the problem, whatever that problem is. And my second little nugget of advice, and we certainly practice this, but is start small, show success, and scale. It's not a build it and they will come. Don't do the whole thing end to end. Do those tiny experiments, do the little fires everywhere type strategy and see what works, and then begin to kind of fan that fire based on your customer signal, the demonstrated need from those fleet drivers, et cetera. So there's really that very, very safe space to experiment when you do start small.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say, just to add to that, because Kaylee's team did a fantastic job working with us on this, is really tying back the innovation to the business commercials, right? Like figuring out.
Oh, I should have said that.
How do we continue to find those threads, right? Because that's what speaks volume, especially when you're trying to get executive sponsorship and you're trying to get alignment. That's what will translate. So I think for us, that was really fantastic to kind of see come to life.
Fantastic. Yeah, that really resonates. Work from your customers backwards, iteratively improve based on their signal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having us. Yeah.